Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, streaking to an old mansion in Paris with Diana Lane, sister of the missing Lois Lane, Superman makes a startling discovery.
Are you sure this is the house, Diana?
Yes, of course. Come on, Superman. Lois is in there.
No, wait.
Well, what for? Lois
isn't here now, Diana.
What?
And neither is the masked man.
Good grief, are you sure?
I'm positive. The house is empty. Heaven only knows now where Lois is and what has happened to her.
Will you walk into my parlor, said the spider to the fly? Doesn't that sound familiar to you, gang? It must, because I'm sure you've all heard that old rhyme, and at one time or another, you've probably all seen Old Man Spider at work, too. But if you haven't, watch him closely next time as he spins his delicate web, then stands waiting off to one side until some dumb insect buzzes along, climbs onto the web, and then smackle, gets caught in its fine strands, and Old Man Spider fastens him tight. How come the bug is such sucker bait? Well, the web looks so pretty, you see. It looks so harmless, so he falls. But of course, that's its purpose, to attract victims. Now, gang, I guess you'll all agree with me when I say there are all kinds of webs. And they're not always woven by spiders, either. At least, not by spiders of the insect variety. No, sir. Why, you and I know that any number of foolish people let themselves get caught by what at first glance appears to be a most enticing notion. I mean the phony notion that they belong to a so-called superior race, or that their particular ancestry makes them better than the next fellow. But it's just a trap. Yes, as much of a trap as a spider's web, and catches them in the webs of prejudice woven by ignorant and malicious people who spread ill feeling. Bigots who are to the human world what spiders are to the insect world. And if we allow it, the webs of prejudice and bigotry can stretch over a lot of territory. What can happen then is a weakening of our social structure and a tearing down of what America stands for. Gang, don't let that happen here.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Because of a certain letter which fell into her hands in Paris, Diana Lane, sister of Lois Lane, the girl reporter, was abducted by a mysterious masked man. And when Lois arrived in Paris, she too was taken prisoner by the same man. While Clark Kent, who as we know is Superman, searched for the two sisters, Diana made a daring escape from an old house on the river where she and Lois were being held. But the masked man fired at her as she ran along some rocks above the water, and, grazed by a bullet, Diana fell into the river. Superman rescued the girl, but when he returned with her to the house of the masked man, he found it deserted. Grimly, he said to Diana,
"Heaven only knows where Lois is now, and what has happened to her."
Now, after a vain attempt to pick up the trail of Lois and the masked man, Superman, disguised as reporter Clark Kent, has hurried to Paris Police Headquarters, where we join him now with Captain Dulac.
Did your men find anything at the house on the river, Captain Dulac?
Only four sets of fingerprints and four sets of footprints, Monsieur Kent.
Oh?
But they are useless.
Useless? Why?
Because two sets belong to Mademoiselle Diana and her sister Lois. The other two, who knows?
They don't match any in your files?
That is correct.
Uh-oh. Well, look, who owns that house?
One Monsieur Georges Carré.
Georges Carré?
Oui.
Well, have you checked with him?
Oui, I have. Naturally, he knows nothing of what has occurred. Although the house remains in his estate, he says it was long ago condemned and deserted.
Oh, but surely he knows...
If only we had a good description of the masked man.
Well, Miss Diana Lane saw
him. Oui, but all Mademoiselle Diana can tell us is that he has gray hair and speaks in a refined manner.
That's not much to go on.
And the other one? The thin one called Jacques.
Uh-huh.
Well, the thin one called Jacques is as common in Paris as, how you say, A guy named Joe in your country.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, look, Captain, was Diana able to tell you anything about the letter that's behind all this?
Only that the masked man forced her to tell him she had hidden it in the broom closet at the pension. And Jacques retrieved it, as you suspected.
Yes, I know that.
Oui, but before she could tell us more, she collapsed from shock.
Oh, the poor kid.
But do not be disturbed. The doctor in our first aid quarters assures me that Mademoiselle Diana will soon be in a condition to be questioned further. I wait now for a call from you.
Oh, good. Well, now...
I must apologize, Monsieur Kent,
what?
For rejecting your theory of the letter yesterday.
Oh.
You are a very clever young man.
Oh, forget it, Captain. It was just a hunt.
I am convinced now that the letter holds the key to this mystery of the masked man's identity and of the fate of Mademoiselle Lois Lane.
So am I.
Pardon, my telephone rings. Capitaine Henri Dulac. Oui? Is she... Bien, merci. We come at once. Au revoir.
Who is that, Captain?
The doctor. He tells me that Mademoiselle Diana can now be questioned, Monsieur King.
Oh, fine. Let's go see her.
Oh, Clark, I'm so worried about Lois.
I know, Diana.
The masked man said he'd finish both of us as soon as he got that letter, and now he has got it and her, so...
Now, take it easy, Diana. Take it easy. Just tell us all you know about the letter, and we may be able to find
Lois. Oui, tell us everything, mademoiselle.
But how can I when it was in French and I can't read French?
Well, never mind. Just tell us everything that happened. I mean, how and when you got it and all the rest.
Oui, some little thing may tell us what we wish to know.
Well, all right. It was four nights ago.
Uh-huh.
Raymond and I had just finished our dance engagement at the Café Cancan. Raymond is my dancing partner, you know.
Yes. Go on, Diana.
Well, we were booked for Madrid, but we had a day off before we had to leave, so I set out to explore Paris. It was the first chance I'd had to do any sightseeing.
You went alone, mademoiselle?
Yes, Captain.
Yeah.
When it got dark, I found myself in the outskirts of the city. I was hungry, so I went into a little cafe.
Go on.
Well, I was halfway through my dinner when I noticed a man at the next table. He kept staring at me.
Oh?
And then he'd look at three rough-looking men at a table against the wall, and then he'd turn back and stare at me again. It made me very nervous.
Well, naturally.
What did you do?
Well, I began to hurry to finish my dinner and get out when the man suddenly got up and started toward me.
Oh?
And the three rough-looking men at the wall table got up, too.
What did you do then?
Well, the man who had been staring dropped his hat when he reached me. When he was picking it up, he tossed a folded piece of paper, a letterhead, into my lap, and he spoke very quickly and softly in French.
What did he say?
Well, I don't understand much French, and then only when it's spoken slowly.
Oh.
This man spoke so quickly, I didn't understand anything he said.
I see.
And then he went right out, followed by the three rough-looking men.
You mean leaving the folded letter in your lap?
Yes, that's right, Claude.
Oh. This man, mademoiselle, what did he look like?
Oh, like any average man, Captain.
Now, how is that?
Well, about 35 or 40, I'd say. Sandy hair, ordinary face, ordinary clothes. There wasn't anything, well, distinguishing about him.
I see.
What about the letter, Diana?
Oh, yes. Well, at first I was going to throw it away because I thought he was trying to flirt with me.
Uh-huh.
But then I remembered he hadn't written it while I was there, so it must have been written before. And I got very curious about what the letter said.
Well, of course.
Did you not think to show it to some Frenchman and ask him to translate it for you, mademoiselle?
Yes, that's exactly what I did think of, Captain.
And?
I didn't want to ask anyone in the cafe, though, because I didn't like their looks. So I waited until I got out and found a taxi. And then I showed the letter to the driver. Before you drive me to my hotel, driver, I wonder if you'd mind translating this letter for me. You see, I can't read French.
Of course, mademoiselle. Gladly. Give it to me.
Oh, thank you so much. Here it is.
Ah, oui. It begin. Monsieur, I have discovered that... What is this, mademoiselle?
What? Why, it's a letter that a man...
It is an outrage and a vile lie, that is what it is. You should be ashamed, mademoiselle.
What? I don't understand what
you... A pack of lies. Libel, it is a disgrace to la belle France. I will not drive one who spreads such vicious lies as this.
Oh, but look,
leave
here,
my
driver.
Cab, mademoiselle.
Now, wait a minute,
leave
driver.
My cab at once, I say, or I shall not be responsible for my actions.
Driver, please.
Please, mademoiselle. Go.
Practically pushed me out of his cab.
That is strange. Very strange.
Strange is right, Captain. What happened then, Diana?
Well, Clark, I waited till I got to my hotel, the Elysee, and then I showed it to the assistant manager, and the same thing happened.
What? You mean he also...
Yes. Yes, he flew into a terrible rage, just like the taxi driver did.
Well,
and he ordered me to check out of his hotel at once.
Sacre nom.
Didn't he tell you what the letter said?
No, Clark. I still don't know.
We must find out. That letter was the reason for the abduction of you and your sister.
Yes, and when we know what it said, we should know the identity of the masked man and so be able to find Lois.
But how can we find out, Clark? The masked man has the letter now.
Well, that's simple, and... Diana. We'll get hold of the hotel manager or the taxi driver and have them tell us what it said. Right, Captain Dulac?
Oui, monsieur. Mademoiselle, you will remain here and rest. Monsieur Kent, you and I will go to the Elysee Hotel and interview the assistant manager at once.
We'll be back in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode, so keep listening.
Ever been out driving on a Sunday, gang? I'm sure you have. Well, picture this. Suppose you and the family are driving in the old jalopy, and you're not sure how to get to a certain place, so you stop and ask directions. Well, some dumb-looking Mortimer Snurd starts to tell you. He scratches his head and hems and haws and finally says,
"Well, you go about 5 miles this way, then you take a left toward..." No, first you go... No, wait a minute, that's right.
Well, pretty soon it's plain that the guy doesn't know the right way, only he hates to admit it. He'd rather give you the wrong steer than confess he doesn't know. And if you were to follow his directions, 10 to 1, you'd be stuck on some back road till way after dark. And the trouble is, there are always certain ignoramuses who hand out phony information. Why? Because it makes them feel important to offer hot air as absolute gospel truth. You know the stuff I mean. Stuff about how one man's religion makes him better or worse than somebody else. Falsehoods about this or that group. Absolutely not a word of truth in any of it. Unfortunately, there are always suckers who listen and let themselves be misguided. They believe this rubbish, and they let it guide their own thinking. Then, the first thing you know, they're hopelessly lost in some back road of twisted, cockeyed ideas. Well, don't let it happen to you, gang. Remember that good common sense is like signposts on the highway. It keeps you headed in the right direction. So follow it yourself. And then, when you run into someone who has been misled, do your level best to set him straight.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Just as Clark Kent and Captain Dulac are about to leave Diana and interview her hotel manager, the phone rings. Dulac answers it.
Captain Henri Dulac speaking. Oui. Hein? Qu'est-ce qu'il sait? Oui. Oui. Sacre bleu.
What happened, Captain?
Continue, s'il vous plaît. Oui. Oui, je comprends. Oui. Au revoir.
Well, Captain?
You look so serious, Captain Dulac. Is it bad news about Lois?
One moment, mademoiselle. Tell me, this taxi driver to whom you showed the letter, did he have red hair and wear glasses?
Why, yes. How did you know?
Why do you ask, Captain?
And the assistant hotel manager to whom you showed the letter, was he large and, are you say, plump? Was his name Monsieur Toussaint?
Yes, why?
Ah, that is bad. Very bad.
What's very bad? What happened, Captain?
The taxi driver and the hotel manager on whom we counted to tell us what was in the letter.
Yes, what about them?
They have just been found in a small wood outside Paris, Monsieur Kent. They were shot.
Shot?
Oh, no.
Oui. They are both dead. So, what shall we do now?
Dismayed, Clark Kent and Diana Lane stare at Captain Dulac, who shakes his head sadly and repeats,
"What shall we do now?"
Tomorrow's exciting episode may give us the answer, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 8 of The Mystery of the Letter on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your Mutual station for Adventure Parade, which follows in just a moment. And right after Adventure Parade, you will hear Tom Mix and his Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.